This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphant.
My hand was strengthened.
Won't you help
by the Almighty? My arm was strengthened by the hand of the Almighty. That's what we're calling for. We have SaveInfoWars.com. I mean, if I got to spend the money we got to fight these legal battles, because they'll come and shut this place down, we won't even be on the air anyways. So I do need your help. SaveInfoWars.com. To make a donation there. You know, Owen Schroyer's facing 2 years in prison, massive federal government, whole FBI filing fake filings against him. We raised money in that, and in like 4 or 5 months, they've already burned through a third of it. It's going to go on for years. And we're not complaining. We're saying, you want champions? You want fighters? We need to be held up and supported by you. So you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a big sale going. We got a lot of products that have been sold out that are back in stock. But with those, we make 30, 40% usually when we're selling something. With SaveInfoWars.com, after internet fees and the rest of it, we make like 95%. And that funds our operations. So SaveInfoWars.com. Be part of history. I want to thank you all that have supported us. Make $5 donation, make $100 donation, make $1,000 donation. I know all these billionaires and people. I guess I get on the phone, beg them for money, but then they, you know, got some condition, I'm sure. But $2 million sounds like a lot. In this world, hell, $2 million won't buy you probably a sandwich in a couple of years, the way inflation's going. But that's what it'll take me with six trials they've got next year. Six. To do basic defense of. Basic defense. You're like, well, it's rigged. Why fight it? Well, if you don't fight it now, they immediately come and shut us down. You understand? So I only call for your help when I really need it. And, yeah, you're spreading the articles, you're spreading the videos. Now Tucker Carlson's awake and Joe Rogan and so many others. And, oh, my God, Alex Jones is right. Okay, Alex Jones is right, but Alex Jones is fighting six lawsuits. We got over 50 thrown out. That cost millions and millions of dollars. And we did the depositions and the interviews. And we're like, when do we get to interview the people suing us? You don't get to, the judge said. You're deposed. You give documents. They don't. We're like, well, that's illegal. They go, we're defaulting you because it's rigged. You're like, well, then why are you going to fight it? Because then they can come try to shut us down. So we have to like play out the process. Like in London Independence, like, why is Jones saying it's rigged, but he's not going to fight, but he is. I meant we're not going to make the main focus them attacking us. We're going to talk about the children being forcibly injected, the worldwide lockdowns, the martial law, the implantable microchips. That's our mission. And so we're going to try to make the attacks we're under a very small part of what we do on air. But if we don't talk about it and don't get the funding to fight these lies, then we'll be shut down. So, SaveInfoWars.com. Do not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. You want us to stay in the fight? You want to fight the murderers? You want to fight the, you know, the people that launch the fake wars, people that launch the fake WMDs? We are fighting the globalist agenda. And these Democrat-funded legal attacks are meant to take us out of that fight. But we want to fight the child molesters. We want to stay in the fight. But it takes money for the infrastructure, the satellite uplinks, the servers, the crew. All of this is incredibly expensive, especially when we're banned off the Internet, but still reaching more people than ever. The system is in full panic mode. They don't know what to do. They can't stand it. So you cannot strike a better blow against tyranny anywhere than spread the word about the broadcast, sharing articles and videos. That is key. Praying for InfoWars and going to SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. Go to that site. Don't wish, like they say in Braveheart, many years from now, lying in your bed, that you wish that just once, you would have said, you may take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. Now is the time to support and fund the champions of liberty. And InfoWars is that tip of the spear. Everything we wish Trump would have done, we're doing. and we are having an effect worldwide. So thank you for your support, and make your donations now. Do it at SaveInfoWars.com. All right, Jason Burmes takes over, then Owen Stroyer. The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Well, look who is back in the saddle. Hey, everybody, Jason Burmes here, and we've got a stacked hour for you. I'm going to circle back to what Alex Jones talked about in the first hour. And the two things that I think he focused on that I really want to share with people that may not be aware are 9/11 and then predictive programming behind this entire globalist agenda, predator class agenda that wants to make humanity the very enemy of civilization and what they have planned in the fourth industrial revolution. But before we get there, I want to say this. SaveInfoWars.com is huge. That's something that needs to be done. I want to give a shout out to Alex Jones and say one of the things we're going to be talking about later on is Earth 2100. And this was a propaganda piece that was put out by the mainstream media that Alex and I actually discussed all the way back, I believe, in 2009. And I think that it was during the second money bomb. We're going to get into that in a moment. But what we focused on in this piece was the outright showing of geoengineering when, of course, quote unquote, chemtrails were a large topic of discussion. But now looking back at this piece and everything in this piece, you can see the predictive programming right from the get-go. The masks on people, the plagues, the internment camps, even the telelearning of youth that we will later be discussing. So we're actually going to play clips from that. We're going to play a lot of clips on this that are hardcore, that I want you to share with people. And I hope that Alex considers at least doing a couple 24-hour money bomb broadcasts to bring that $2 million into fruition, because honestly, folks, this is not cheap to do. And you are literally battling billionaires out there and their interests. The Washington Post, for instance, who I was in contact with over the last few weeks, just ran another hit piece, another narrative-pushing piece, where Loose Change and those that question 9/11 started the viral disinformation age. You see, it wasn't the Washington Post and the New York Times and the mainstream media outlets that not only lied to you about 9/11, but lied to you about the war on terror in general. And we're going to get into that because it's actually the one-year anniversary today of the faux killing of the supposed mastermind and leader of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, right? Took them 20 years to say they killed him. This was put out literally November 17th of last year. But guess what, guys? Oh, Ayman decided just a little over a month ago to put out a video on 9/11. You see how we won that war on terror? A man that was in videos with the supposed mastermind Bin Laden pre-9/11, mission accomplished, And then they kind of make it a back-of-the-line story that they got him. And then you don't hear anything about the fact the guy's putting out videos on the anniversary. And that's why I hope that especially the information we're going to get to in the beginning, okay, about Joe Biden when he wasn't the poopy pants president, when he wasn't Zombie J, when he was, in fact, Joey B, gangster extraordinaire, even before he was vice president, he actually met and bragged about meeting with one of the money men behind 9/11. Now, this guy is a guy named General Mahmoud Ahmed. And talk about InfoWars being at the tip of the spear, folks. The very tippity tip. The clip we're going to play right now behind me is from a film that Alex Jones produced called Fabled Enemies. And some of the footage was actually shot by another gentleman of WeAreChange.org that Alex was sitting in with at the Tim Pool extravaganza last night. If you haven't seen that, I would encourage you to do so, where Luke Radowski, on tape twice, talks to Joe Biden about him meeting with the money man behind 9/11, who, we won't play this clip, but Joe Biden acknowledged was either the most powerful person in Pakistan at the time. He led the ISI, their intelligence services, or the second most powerful person in the entire country. Okay? Now, Luke confronts him on this because the official narrative doesn't have Pakistani intelligence funding these people prior. So let's hit the clip and you decide for yourself. And remember, this is InfoWars.com produced all the way back in 2008, prior to Joe Biden even becoming the vice president. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, guys. I thought that we had this hooked through. I guess that's really weird because it was coming through on my end. I'm sorry, guys. We have no audio. I apologize, especially for the radio audience. That's going to put a damper on this. But what you're looking at is Joe Biden. Hopefully, we're going to be able to fix that. You have Joe Biden literally about to discuss how Pakistan better, stop pretending to be our friends. I'm wondering if I do this, guys. Let me know in the control room if this starts playing it. Let me see if this works. Still no audio. Oh, well, that is unfortunate. Maybe we'll be able to fix that during the next break. Very, very unfortunate. But, again, before this, he's advocating that he's meeting with a guy who wires $100,000 to Muhammad Atta prior to the attacks. Now, the crazy thing is that a surrogate of this person, who is Omar Saeed Sheikh, okay, and he was actually convicted of the murder of Daniel Pearl, that initial video where somebody was beheaded and we all became so afraid of the terrorists. Oh, no, the big bad terrorists are going to get us. Think about that for a second. That this is total and complete insanity, all right? Total and complete insanity. He's now in a safe house, okay, someone who facilitated money to Muhammad Atta prior to 9/11 and was convicted of the murder of a journalist who was looking into 9/11 and started the viral video sensation of beheadings and terrorizing the people. It's absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. But again, we act like this isn't happening, and it is happening. It is happening. I want to repeat that. It is happening. And this whole war on terror was really aimed at the American people from the get-go once we put the Patriot Act into place, once you had Homeland Security in place, correct? I mean, right now it's open that Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are going after parents who want to be involved in their children's school lives. And through all this intelligence apparatus, we got signature reduction, folks, that still no one is talking about. An army against the people of 60,000 that are completely unaccountable, that are in household name companies, that are both virtual, as in only online presences, right, and in real life. There's never been a hearing. There is no one that has talked about this on any mainstream channel whatsoever. And when you look at other articles about it, they're basically sourcing this. Well, why don't we get the source documents? Why is it that certain media organizations get a monopoly on basically what the government will give us through an FOIA, right? And then that information is then filtered to the people. And that's the best we have. And most of that time, it's filtered through the lens that the predator class wants you to see the world. We will be back on the flip side. I'm going to try to fix this audio issue. SaveInfoWars.com is where you got to go right now to basically help Alex Jones keep telling the truth to the people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones, and we're still working on trying to be able to bring you guys these clips that I do have lined up. But before we get there, I do want to revisit some of these plans that I have been discussing that are out there. And I've seen that now Alex is openly talking about NASA and DARPA partnering in what is a very, very real and ongoing transhumanist agenda. This document by a man named Dennis Bushnell, who hopefully will be able to play him in his own words, is a future strategic warfare document circa 2025 that he was going around the country and presenting in 2001, pre-9/11. This is in July. And when you talk about technology, economic trends, and the future of humankind, it literally tells you that the bio-nano era, again, the bio-nano era, biological nanotechnology on a global scale. I want people to understand this because it cannot be emphasized enough, would take place in 2020. So let's type that in right there. And as you see IT bio-nano here and the triple exponential of this revolution. Okay, and there it is. So somehow these people knew we were going to have biological nanotechnology on a large scale. Well, they've injected into a large portion of humanity with these shots. And when we talk about mRNA, messenger RNA, and the vector-based technology that these shots are, according to Peter Doshi and many others like myself, Peter Doshi, a little smarter than Jason Burmis, happens to be one of the editors over at the British Medical Journal, you know, the BMJ, no big deal. He said, you know, if we call these things drugs, which essentially they were called all the way up till 2019, until we changed the definition, would we as easily be able to make the public acquiesce to taking mandatory drugs? And Moderna actually partners with DARPA, the Defense, okay, Advanced Research Projects Agency, born out of post-World War II and the security state surrounding it. I want to make that extremely clear. DARPA, being part of the Defense Department, is allowed to lie to the public all the time. That's what they do. Remember, the Defense Department is exempt from telling the truth to the people. Extremely dangerous. Okay, so they partner with Moderna all the way back in 2013. And I was actually, and this was going to be one of the clips I play, hopefully we'll be able to do this, I was at a library presentation by a Dr. Katz who gave this presentation on these quote-unquote vaccines, okay, the shots, and he acknowledged that these shots, and this is a talking point that they're trying to play out as a positive, actually have a 30-year history. I've been telling people this. mRNA technology has been around since the 80s. However, DARPA partners with Moderna to develop mRNA therapeutics. Notice you're going to see in these headlines back in the day, they never called them vaccines. It was drugs and therapeutics because they are not, by the traditional stance, vaccines at all. At all. So for $25 million, then DARPA partners with these people, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, AstraZeneca, Merck, Vertex, etc. This is the strategic collaborators advancing mRNA research to treat rare diseases and cancer. And notice that the Biden administration has talked about a DARPA-like initiative to end cancer. Oh, really? That's how much they care about us. Now we're getting a DARPA-like initiative to cure cancer. Well, when you look at this again, This partnership was for, well, let's hopefully refresh that. Hopefully it's still there. Was for fighting pandemics with, are you kidding me? There we go. Moderna snags $25 million DARPA grant to fight pandemics with mRNA drugs all the way back in 2013. And here we are. Again, Defense Department-driven drugs of bio-nanotechnology that has now been injected in people on a global scale. It's right there. It's right in front of us. And I know that Alex Jones has been talking about these things going into food, okay? And he's absolutely right. They are now announcing it. And when you talk about this, in this document, let's go through it, biomass, food, it's a big deal. And they talk about putting nanotechnology directly into your food, okay? Choo Choo, a flesh plant eating robot that hunts, biodigests natural foods to live off the land. And way back in the day, and they had to change the headline, they were talking, this is when I was in at InfoWars initially, they were talking about robots on the battlefield that would literally eat the biomass, in other words, the opposing soldiers, the human beings on the thing, to what? To what? To work. Okay? So think about that. A flesh plant-eating robot that hunts biodigest. And this was put on paper a decade before Alex and I even covered it. Before we even covered it. Binary agents distributed via imported products, vitamins, clothing, food. Oh, you know what binary means, right? Zeros and ones. Okay? Do you get that? I mean, it's right here in your face, okay? And by the way, when they talk about sustainability and sustainment, hopefully we're going to show you the clips. These are code words for people, okay? He says the code word is sustainability, Dennis Bushnell. And what it actually means is the decline in westernized standards of living. Lovely. Again, a decade. So there it is right here. And there's so much on this page that is worth discussing. But they tell you it's inexpensive to put binary zeros and ones, biological agents into our food supplies. A GMO wasn't enough. Monsanto wasn't enough. Bill Gates becoming the world's largest farmer wasn't enough. No, no, no. And they tell you these are inexpensive things. Information, internet, and psychological warfare. So on one end, and this is often done with these people. They speak out of both ends of their mouth, right? That's what the code words are for. That's what the talking points are for. That's what the PR is for, right? For instance, when I'm at this forum last night, and hopefully we're going to show you just one small clip of an hour plus, but when you talked about fully vaccinated, they never volunteer the information that fully vaccinated means 14 days, either after your second shot of the double jabs or your single shot. And even that is suspect. And if you get one shot and then sick, or two shots and then you're hospitalized in 13 days, it's not counted. But he'll acknowledge it when I talk to him, and then he'll make up the excuses just because the antibody levels aren't there yet. Really? Is that why? It's not because I was actually warned by the mainstream media and people like Sandra Fryhofer that these shots would be no walk in the park and that the side effects were almost exactly like COVID in the first place, and that Moderna had 80% side effects, no matter how minor you want to make any of them, in the trials that were acknowledged. And this guy put up some Johnny Nonsense numbers of less than 25%. We'll see on the flip side, hopefully with some clips. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods, just time to go get a piece of property in the woods, just get off grid, just get the emergency food supplies, just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says, no, 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 no. stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones. I want to remind everybody right here, right now, go to SaveInfoWars.com and give what you can, because we need more voices that question these mainstream media lies, these predator class narratives that are leading us all down a very, very dangerous transhumanist path. Right now, I, of course, am kicked off of YouTube for apparently cyberbullying either Epstein, perhaps Ghislaine Maxwell. Not really sure. It was an Ask Me Anything from almost 2 years ago. And, of course, all this stuff is selectively enforced, and you're seeing it more and more and more. And it began with InfoWars.com and Alex Jones. So love him or hate him. Agree with what he says, disagree with what he says. You should agree with the right for him to say it, for anybody to express their thoughts. That is what we are based on in this country. And really, truth is what humanity thrives on. It enhances love around us. Lies don't make friends, folks. I can promise you that. So unfortunately, it does not look like we're going to get to many of these clips other than to visually show you some things that I think are worth discussing. And when I discussed Earth 2100, okay, at the beginning of my segment, and how Alex and I actually talked about this on one of those money bombs. Alex, it's time to do a couple money bombs. 24-hour broadcast. Let's do it, brother. Let's make that 2 million. We were discussing this because it was this scenario in which we have somebody born in 2009 and we're taking the world 100 years into the future. And, of course, people are causing all these problems because of climate change and global warming. Well, in the first literally 10 seconds of this, and we're going to play in the background without audio, New York City is under quarantine. People are wearing blue masks. Okay. And of course, climate change at the end of the day is the culprit of the whole thing. Okay. So let's watch this as we go. And for those, this is a cartoon based with New York City under quarantine, right? The Midwest infested, and they're getting us ready for that. Plagues, there's the blue masks. It happened, and I survived it. We have to change our ways in a race against time. And you know who's featured in this thing? Anthony Fauci, Eric Schmidt of Google, Van Jones, who took $100 million recently from Bezos. I'm just going to pause it right there. $100 million from Bezos, James Woolsey of the CIA. These are the talking heads. And I'm going to try to fast forward so we can get to some of these people. But you see, oh, look, the viruses. And they always talk about natural viruses. They never talk about their biowarfare programs. There's Van Jones right here. And the thing is, this is all predictive programming, but it's not for 100 years from now. It's actually extremely accelerated, probably more like on a 20-year pace. Because they want you to be on some kind of a social credit score. Because otherwise, we won't be able to save the planet. Oh, we need to acquiesce to all this. All right? Oh, gas shortages. And they do these fake little news segments along with it. So it's a cartoon telling you about gas shortages, geoengineering, how your standard of living gets worse and worse and you live in smaller and smaller areas. Throughout all of this, and it's all because we're bad as humans. This is the main point of this fourth industrial revolution, to make it so uncomfortable for you through automation, through a UBI nation, through you no longer having a sense that you're even a human being. You're so drugged up from every shot they mandate. You're so brainwashed from every broadcast they put out, from every social media superstar, that you will acquiesce to the virtual era. There's our friend John Podesta, by the way. John Podesta, big player in this one. He's lovely. Everybody loves John. Hey, Skippy? Hey, Skipperino? I mean, this was one of the biggest pieces of propaganda. I actually did a watch along with it saying, I mean, we're not even halfway through this thing, how this was preparing us, again, to believe for some reason human beings are evil. All right? And what I wanted to do is I wanted to play this clip of one of their very own transhumanists here. In fact, the transhumanist, Ray Kurzweil, discussing how overpopulation is a complete myth. And yet it is what Ted Turner says. We got too many people doing too many things. That's why we have climate change. All right. And in this discussion, he discusses how 95% of the usable land is not used by humans. And he's discussing it in the sense, I believe, that he's talking to one of the heads of the IMF, the International Monetary Funds. And he basically explains that through the 2020s and into the 2030s, renewables and virtual technology, again, we don't know when we hit the virtual age, but the virtual age they want for humanity and the virtual age that would empower humanity are two totally different things. They're totally different things. Okay. When Kurzweil talks about it, he talks about it, I think, rather naively, that this 5 cents virtual reality that we're all eventually going to experience if we survive, right? If we survive all these catastrophes, will allow us to interact with one another as if we're in the same room with one another. And Dennis Bushnell of NASA in the clip I wanted to play from there actually says that the Brits at the time of 2010 have already achieved this. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I have VR headsets, and I can tell you how far the technology has come on a commercial-based level. I can also tell you that it's really not that much farther than what was around via, like, theme parks in the 90s, right? I remember being at Busch Gardens, and you got into this little headset, and it was like, whoa, yeah, the polygons are better, but the idea is still almost the same. And that's because DARPA and other black programs developed this technology over 5 to 10 years. Sometimes takes maybe 15 years to actually produce it, and then they inventory it for 30 to 40 years openly. Openly. So Kurzweil, again, one of the main proponents of transhumanism, wants us to merge with machines, tells you overpopulation is a myth. Elon Musk, who I am no fan of, who is basically, in my opinion, a front for the military-industrial complex. People need to understand that Mr. Musk, what is he really doing? Well, he's got big old Pentagon contracts delivering cargo around the world in 1 hour with his rockets. Okay, why do you think that they just went past Lockheed Martin, one of the biggest defense contractors of all time, in valuation? Because we're now hitting the next level where things like Project Artemis that are going to the moon, well, are they sending people to the moon? More than likely not. More than likely, they're going to send our nice little robot friends. We have the Valkyrie robot that we covered on my program earlier in the week. Of course, the Atlas robot that if you've been watching this program on Infowars.com or Band.video or Freeworld.tv, you've seen them running around. And that's just publicly what we have there. Okay? So even Bushnell admits when we get to something like Mars, well, we'll send the robots to Mars. They're going to take all the data. Then we'll virtually take that data. And you as a human being, you're not really going to Mars. Remember, they're hyping it up with people like William Shatner and Branson going to quote-unquote space when they're 50 or 60,000 feet up. And even the Inspiration 4 rocket was only in low Earth orbit. All things that have been achieved in the 60s. In the 60s and beyond, publicly, what we know about. You know? And by the way, space exploration and NASA? NASA is only 20% invested in that. You know that? The other 80% has to do with things like climate change and sustainability. Look into NOAA and so many other aspects of this. Folks, we're going to be back on the other side talking about transhumanism, talking about DARPA, talking about NASA, talking about the future of humanity if we don't step up to the plate right now and fight back. Go check out SaveInfoWars.com to be a very big part of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick,
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jones, I want to thank everybody for joining me on this broadcast where we are exploring the documentation of this fourth industrial revolution that we see happening now in real time from over two decades ago. And going back into this document, I cannot emphasize enough on the same page where they talk about binary biologics via imported vitamins, clothing, etc., and the food supply, as in all of the food supplies, as in globally, that they actually put underneath terror bio, e.g., aflatoxin, I'm sorry. So in other words, they talk about biologics being used as a force of terrorism. Biological warfare is a real thing. It was discussed by the Project for a New American Century in their Rebuilding Defenses document, you know, the same one that called for that new Pearl Harbor we saw, right? Where they said we could use race-specific bioweapons. And meanwhile, we have to pretend as a society, you know, as the mainstream media tells us, that biological warfare doesn't exist. Despite in this country, just before the COVID-1984 nightmare kicked off, we had actual officials in our government asking about Plum Island, okay? Asking about Lyme's disease and whether or not the Pentagon had purposely, let me repeat this, purposely distributed that amongst the people. Wow, big question to ask. Can't believe you did it. But it is a question that needs to be asked. Because it is a very large reality that these things have happened. And when we talk about DARPA, for instance, we have to also acknowledge that they have used nanotechnology to biologically change insects. And we have been warned that they could strike with biological warfare through the genetically modified insects that they release. Now, I know it's great that Bill Gates wants to save us all, and he wants to fight malaria by letting GMO mosquitoes go in this country, and it's already been deployed in Florida and Texas. Once you allow this to happen, you open the door for massive, massive biological warfare programs against the people that they will try to mask as not biological warfare, but natural, as they did with this COVID-1984 nightmare, despite the fact you had prominent papers out there saying, hey, this thing was clearly made in the lab, and it looks like certain aspects of HIV have been inserted into them. You know, it was just Luc Montagnier, a man who won the Nobel Prize for HIV in 2008, that also pointed this out. Yet last night, when I'm talking to this guy, and I wanted to play this clip oh so bad. You can watch the whole thing over at my Rokfin account. That's ROKFIN.com. Make a free account. Go follow me over there. That's where the vast majority of my material is, as I've been banned on mainstream platforms. But you look at this guy, and he's still saying it's natural. He's still saying it's natural. He says that the flu actually disappeared because of COVID mitigation efforts. That was what I was going to ask him. And that it just didn't work against COVID. And he acknowledged that Scientific American and the World Health Organization said for the first time in human history that the flu disappeared. Do you believe that? Let's just take into shoddy McShots that are considered, quote unquote, vaccines for the flu. Now, if you looked at 2019 influenza and the numbers there, influenza A, the vaccine, they said their own numbers was about 50% effective, okay, from keeping you from getting the flu, all right? And then influenza B, which also happened to be H1N1 that year, all right, remember old H1N1? It was only about 33% effective against that. So overall ratio, you had less than a 50% effectiveness from the flu vaccine itself. And that's by their own numbers, whether they're cooked or not, that's what they're putting out there. Now, you're telling me we could have mitigated the flu altogether for the first time without them? Way, way, way more effective. And one of the things that he discussed was apparently the official numbers of children last year that died from COVID was below 90. I think it was 80-something. And the cases of children was something like 8,300. Now, I pointed out, and you can go watch it, that in 2017, 2018, we had 172 children in this country die from the flu. Now, that's when I brought up that the flu disappeared. Now, if the flu disappears, and kids, less than half of that number, died this year as opposed to 2017-18, it would suggest to me that there would absolutely be no reason to give them any type of shot, even though he advocated for it, but not making it mandatory. Heard that song and dance before. Heard that, but he's like, well, you know, certain situations, we might get there. And, of course, he advocated that mandatory shots are A-OK, and they are lawful, and they are historical. No, they're unconstitutional, and they're completely insane. And you may have made that case for a quote-unquote smallpox vaccine back in the day, but again, as Peter Doshi and others have pointed out, these are mRNA and vector-based shots, therapeutics, drugs. They in no manner resemble what? Traditional vaccinations. That's because they wanted to rush in their bio-nano era. And you look at that future strategic warfare document, they are right on point. When I say they, I'm talking about the bureaucrats in power like Dennis Bushnell that curate this stuff. Okay? I'm talking about the people at Google like Eric Schmidt that were basically funded by InQtel, the CIA wing, and now in league with the government openly. And when I say the government, you know, those good people at NASA, only 20% space exploration folks, working on quantum supremacy, which they say they achieved over 2 years ago now. Not a lot of headlines there. Not a private company, in my opinion. Okay? Over 2 years ago, achieving quantum supremacy in artificial intelligence. That is not a company. All right? And you say, well, it's kind of like that's just a military contract. No. They have the largest search engine in the world. Okay? Google. They have the largest operating system in the world, Android / Chrome, right? You see the Android on Chromebooks, on all these phones. It's everywhere. They have the largest video platform in the world that is actively censoring information based on what the World Health Organization and this, you know, vehicle of destruction, the United Nations, says. Because the United Nations is just a vehicle for the predator class. It's not the end goal. It's the face of global governance. It's what's allowed these things to happen. People used to call it a paper tiger. Oh, it's not a government organization, Jason. It'll never change our lives. Really? It literally institutes what they say is factually correct, and at the same time are being caught again and again, oh, that's the wrong one, in sex scandals with children. With children. 2018 to 2020 just happened. The EU pulled funding because of it. Won't hear a whisper about a corrupt global organization involved in the rape of children being the authoritative source on what you can and cannot say on the internet. It's all here. So, guys, let's wrap up this last couple minutes by saying that freedom of speech is important. It's important that I was able to come on this broadcast and talk about 9/11 in a true sense, that it is an international intelligence operation with role players here within our continuity of government program and beyond, with Pakistan, with Saudi Arabia, with Israel. It's all in Fabled Enemies. It's laid out right before you. You can watch it free anywhere. In fact, I would encourage people to go out, get the documentaries that I've done. They're absolutely free. And three out of the four were produced here at Infowars.com. The fourth, Shade the Motion Picture, I know that he carried for some time, and Alex Jones is actually in it. But Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find a Shade the Motion Picture, they're all free. Right here, right now, in playlist sections, grab them, put them on band.video, tell people about these films, and continue to support Alex Jones, because the new project, COVID Land, still hasn't even had part two drop yet. Part one was so powerful. Paul Wittenberger did such a great job of bringing professionalism, okay, to a very, very dark subject that the mainstream media will not touch. So I want to say it again. Without your help, Infowars.com will not be around. SaveInfowars.com is where you got to be. Alex Jones, get on it. Let's start doing these 24-hour money bombs. Let's drop them on the weekends, my friend. I think that's how we get it done. We get it done with you folks out there sharing this information with others. I love you guys. It's time to become the great resistance to...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.